Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting. I am super excited because we have got Adam from Podcasting Business School who's joining us for this episode. So hi, Adam. Welcome to the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting.
What is up, Verity, and all the lazy girls out there? I'm excited to be here. I've been in the podcasting space for a while, and I always love it when other podcasts about podcasting invite me to come and hang out on their platform. So you can expect exciting things today, I hope.
Oh, well, I know so, because we've been chatting a little bit before we hit record and we've got so much exciting stuff. And I will plug your podcast for you, Podcasting Business School. Anyone who follows me on Twitter, because we know that I'm the most active on Twitter, you might have seen that I put together a Good Pods playlist recently about my favorite podcasts for podcasters. And yours was right there. Top five, obviously. Yeah. I recommend everybody checking that out after they've listened to this episode, obviously, but do recommend everybody checking that out. As soon as I heard you talk about this on your podcast a few weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, this is just gold. I need to get Adam on. You guys, the audience, you're going to absolutely love this. It is all about promoting your podcast in the first 72 hours of it coming out and why that 72 hours is just so golden. And I was like, this is so fresh, because normally for a weekly episode, we're there, you know, promoting every single day for a week or what have you. But you're really, really into this first 72-hour window. So I'm going to hand over to you. No one wants to hear me chatting. They're here to hear you. So I'm going to hand over to you. Please tell us all about this 72-hour window and what it means for promoting our podcast.
All right. So the 72-hour marketing window is very, very important. And honestly, the first simple step that, even whether you do it within 72 hours or not, is we have to market our episodes. We have to tell people that something, a fresh piece of content has just been created. It's out of the podcast oven and ready for consumption. And so I still see so many podcasters that are like, they put out the episode and they don't market it at all. Or it's just like an image of their guest's face, like, go get it, new episode. So let's get out of that habit. Let's market it regardless. And that's always a good step. So the 72-hour marketing window, I came up with a strategy because I looked at it like a social media post. So if you post a new piece of content on Instagram, and you know, the first day or so when you post that, if people start commenting on it, if they start liking it, they start sharing it out, what happens? More people, the algorithm shows it to more people, like, wow, this is an engaging piece of content. We must show this to more people. And, you know, whether that's more people that don't follow us or even just our own followers now, like they'll open up that window a little bit. So the same thing is true with the piece of podcast content. And like, just doing this little shift, this little strategy, I've had several of my listeners and my clients 2x their download numbers, like within a month, just because of this, because we're taking advantage of the algorithm. So let's say that you're doing a pretty good job marketing your podcast, and you release one episode per week on Mondays, and you release a new episode, and then you just drip out some carousels and Instagram reels and highlight clips and things like that over a 5 to 7 day period. That's typically what a good podcast marketer will do. Well, what I found is that if you can condense all of that into a 72-hour window, that seems to be when you drop a new piece of content on Apple or Spotify. If you can get more activity on that within the first 3 days, the first 72 hours, those platforms are more likely to share out your content when people are searching for keywords that you want to show up for. Or, you know, obviously, like, Verity has a podcast about podcasting. I have a podcast about podcasting. So if somebody searches podcast about podcasting, guess what's going to happen? You know, if we're generating activity on Apple or Spotify, we're going to show up more than likely. So that is kind of the general idea of this 72-hour window. So instead of releasing 5 pieces of content over 5 days, I challenge my listeners and my clients, hey, release 5 pieces of unique content within 72 hours. So for Podcasting Business School, just as an example, I put out a new episode on Tuesdays. That's my primary episode. I do a Friday episode as well, but I only use the strategy for the Tuesday episodes, and you know, we can dive into that reasoning later if we need to. But on, so Tuesday, new piece of content goes live, and I look at AM and PM promotion. So Tuesday AM, I'll put a carousel post out with my top four takeaways from the episode. So kind of like, here are some reasons. Here are four reasons why you may want to listen to this episode. Then on Tuesday PM, I'll put up an Instagram reel highlight clip, like a 60-second or less highlight clip. Then Wednesday morning, I send out my newsletter where I promote a piece, you know, a reason to listen to that episode. Wednesday evening, I'll do another carousel post with like three mistakes related to the episode content. And then Thursday morning is usually another highlight video or something. I'll do some sort of video or reel. If my daughter's home, I always try to get her involved. She's 8 years old and always get more views whenever she's involved in the Instagram reel. But so those five pieces, instead of stretching them out, I condense them and I'm just generating activity, as much activity as possible, reminding people, giving them reasons why they should go and listen, and then stirring activity, which has a catapult effect inside of Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where they're going, "Ooh, wow, activity, show it to more people." So that's the basic principle. And I know a lot of you are already out there doing five or more marketing assets, especially with AI now. You can produce a lot of marketing assets, condense them within that 72-hour window, and you'll see results.
I love that so much. And I need to ask then, you said that you tend to do that more with your Tuesday episodes. Why the Tuesday episodes more than the Friday episodes? Is it because it expands over the weekend? Or I'd love to dive into that.
Yes. So my Friday episodes are coaching style episodes. So that's what I call a podcast audit. And it's just a different purpose. My Tuesday episodes are like, that's kind of the new juicy topic of the week. And it's great for new listeners. That's just a great place for new listeners to start. My Friday episodes are coaching style episodes. And those are for the people that are obsessed with my show, or they really see themselves as an ideal client of mine. And they want to kind of like taste test how I coach people and things like that. And then it does, that 72-hour window does expand over the weekend. And it's just not as much, there's not as much juice there over the weekend. And I work 3 days a week, so I'm not doing social media posts on the weekend usually. So for me, I use this strategy for my main episode on Tuesdays, not Friday. I do some marketing I pre-program some marketing on Instagram for that day. But if you release multiple episodes per week, I would say at least use this for one core piece of content per week. And that way, I'm not that guy that's like, let's work a million hours. I'm a 3 day work week kind of a guy. And I think we should work less as opposed to more, less, but better, I always say.
Absolutely. And,
that's what I'm big on. So I don't want to add, for those of you that have multiple episodes per week, let's focus on one with a specific strategy.
Yeah. Quality over quantity. Exactly. Can you imagine doing that amount of put out if you had like a daily show?
That would be brutal.
I was going to say you'd need an entire team.
And I know people who've got
a daily show. No. Yeah. Can you imagine?
You're promoting an episode on Thursday that you released on Monday, and you've released two other episodes since then. It would be like the time-space continuum wouldn't add up.
That was Adam from Podcasting Business School talking all about promoting your podcast within the first 72 hours of its release. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the show, because Adam is joining us on Thursday for our Tech Thursday episode, where we will be discussing why you don't need expensive tech to run a successful podcast. So be sure to subscribe to the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting so that you can listen in as soon as that episode drops. Until then, happy podcasting.